The game of baseball is known for having several unwritten rules. One of the unwritten rules for minor league baseball is that the game on the field often means less than the experience for the fans in the stands. Perhaps no one man followed this philosophy better than the late Bill Veeck. The one-time owner of the minor league Milwaukee Brewers in the 1940s always believed fan experience was of the utmost importance.
Sure, I don't want to interfere with the game, but I do want everyone who comes out the ballpark to have fun. And look, let's face it, often the ballgame is not the most exciting thing that ever's happened.
Some 70 years later, that message rings strong across the minors, as evidenced by the relatively recent phenomenon of the team rebrand. In July, the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers gained national attention when Last Week Tonight host John Oliver volunteered his show's services and rebranded the team.
The team we've selected is the Erie Seawolves in Erie, Pennsylvania.
The crew then transformed the Seawolves into the Moon Mammoths. President of the Seawolves / Moon Mammoths, Greg Coleman, tells me it's already been a boost to the team's bottom line.
The day the introductory show ran, we did about 4 years worth of online merchandise sales in about 3 weeks. So that's significant for us.
But the rebrand phenomenon isn't exclusive to Northwest Pennsylvania. The idea has flourished here in Wisconsin as well. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers have become the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers and Frozen Pizzas in recent years. And in Beloit, the Sky Carp each Friday night adopt the Supper Clubbers moniker. President of the club, Zach Brockman, says the returns this season speak for themselves.
In terms of hard dollars, we are well over six figures now in gross merchandise sales. And that's not including, you know, the ticket sales that we sell on Friday nights for people that want to come out and experience this.
The revenue spike is also felt at even lower levels of ball.
It's way more than our normal merch. You know, this is a great influx of cash.
That's Ryan Goralski, general manager of the Kenosha Kingfish in the Northwoods League. While not technically a minor league franchise, Goralski says many of the same marketing principles apply.
Hopefully people come and have a good time watching baseball, but how else can we entertain the non-baseball fan? And obviously, you know, I'm a younger guy, I'm 32, so I know that my generation didn't watch baseball as much, and I know the generations coming up don't watch it as much as maybe I do. So how else can you entertain people? And if it's our merch and our silly promotions, that's kind of our theme right there.
In 2024, the Kingfish rebranded for a night as the Kenosha Kickers, as made famous in the 1990 holiday blockbuster Home Alone.
The Kenosha Kickers...
Hi there.
How are you?
This year, Goralski and his team went a different route.